Hi, I'm Rebecca Brommels, Senior Director of Communications and Engagement at ArtsWave, and we've just introduced CincyArtsGuide.com, a comprehensive online local calendar. Cincy Arts Guide is your one-stop shop to find your next amazing arts adventure in the community. We've got everything in there. We've got live music, theater, dance, museums, art house films, anything you're looking for, cultural festivals. It's a great way to say what's going on this weekend, what's going on in my neighborhood, and find something new to do. Well, this morning, if you're up early, which you are if you're listening to this, you can still go catch the Spooktacular Lollipops concert down at Music Hall with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. They're playing Night on Bald Mountain and other good spooky things. That's great for the kids. And, of course, this evening you can listen to Tunes from the Crypt on WGUC starting at 6 o'clock with Mark Purcell. Well, ArtsWave wants more people to be engaged in the arts all through our community, because we know that when people are more engaged in the arts, the greater the ripple effect of benefits to the entire community. People who are deeply engaged in the arts, who attend, who volunteer, who make art themselves, they report a higher quality of life. They say they have more friends. They say that they like Cincinnati more. And all of those are things we want for our community. So this is our way of saying, hey, look at all the amazing things there are to do. Get out there and try something. For more information on Cincy Arts Guide, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading A Night in the Lonesome October by Roger Zelazny. Well, this book was recommended to me by my very well-read friend, Letty Van Hemmert. It is in 31 chapters. It is narrated by a dog who serves a somewhat dark master who is keeping lots of things in cupboards and mirrors and things. And the dog has lots of conversations with a cat who is serving a witch. And they are all leading up to a big event on the full moon on the 31st of October, when a door will be opened to invite the old ones, very Lovecraftian, into the world. And some of these masters are openers and some of them are closers. And the closers have always won, but who knows what will happen this time. I'm about halfway through. I'm trying to finish it tonight, obviously. But it is a lot of fun. Very funny. Sherlock Holmes is running through it. Dracula is running around in it. Frankenstein's monster is running around in it. It's a great time. A Night in the Lonesome October by Roger Zelazny, available at the local library.